conference. So our next speaker is Leo, who is a developer at Dino, and he's going to talk about how to create a JavaScript runtime with Rust. Big round of applause for Leo.
Hello, I'm Leo. As I was just introduced, I work at Dino, and I do various Rust. Well, at Dino, we do a lot of Rust, and we created a JavaScript runtime. But we want other people to be able to use it as well and make their own stuff with it. So we will a bit explain internals and how you can make a small JavaScript runtime by yourself. But first, what is Dino? Many people still don't know, so better explain. It's a JavaScript runtime similar to Node, maybe similar to Bun if you've heard of Bun, that focuses on security, web compatibility, TypeScript out of the box support, and just a lot of built-in tools like a formatter, linter, doc generation. We also have compiling to a single executable and a bunch of other tools. We are also not 100% fully Node compatible, but we're getting closer and closer by the day, and it's getting quite well. And what matters to this presentation is the modular code base. We have a lot of building blocks that can be used individually to build your own JavaScript runtime, just with these Rust crates or Rust libraries to make your own one without too much effort, actually. We simplified this a lot. So first off, we need to explain the internal structure of Dino, which is everything is built on Dino Core. Dino Core is a layer above V8, which is the JavaScript engine that is, powers also Chrome and all the Chromium browsers. And Dino Core is just a small wrapper around it that simplifies a lot of the utilities around it and makes it a bit more friendly to use. It's not always easy to directly use V8 by itself. And on top of that, we have various other functionality that's built on top, and that's extensions. Extensions are individual libraries that can be used by themselves to implement individual APIs and functionality. For example, a specific web API, like let's say Fetch or FSO